Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore, and I'm joined in the studio once again by President Smart. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Today we're talking about the big event that's right around the corner, the November 3rd election. Obviously, this is a presidential election year, but also statewide and local offices are up for grabs as well. And Missouri State University has long taken a role in civic engagement, in voter registration drives, but now you have some news about the central polling location where anyone who's registered to vote in Greene County can vote on the Missouri State University campus. Tell us about how that's changing.
Yeah, that's right. So we've had a central polling location on the campus for several years. It's typically been in the Welcome Center. But this year, particularly because I know they expect a high turnout and because we need to spread people out more when they're in line to vote, we worked with our county clerk, Shane Scholler, and he has designated JQH Arena as a polling station. We'll keep one full parking lot clear so that people can park adjacent to the queue and vote there. And we think that's a great thing to do for our students, for our employees, and really for the whole community so that people can vote safely. Shane has been a huge proponent of making sure everybody can safely vote. And I give him a lot of credit. He personally came over, inspected a variety of sites, and asked if he could use the arena. And we said, of course you can.
And again, anybody who is registered as a voter in Greene County will be able to vote at the JQH Arena on Election Day in person. It's part of the public affairs mission, really, of the university to promote civic engagement. Can you talk a little bit about how the university has been doing voter registration drives and educating the public about the election?
Yeah, so obviously providing a convenient place to vote is one way we carry out the public affairs mission. But as you said, there are others. And so our Office of Public Affairs and in conjunction with a whole variety of student organizations have been engaged in registration drives for our students or employees throughout the fall. And so, for example, the entire women's basketball team registered to vote here. The entire football team is registered to vote here. They worked with the League of Women Voters and literally signed up, I think, 51 players in one afternoon. My wife was involved in that. She's a part of the League of Women Voters. But Wow. But we've had student registration drives all fall. And as we've encouraged that. And then, you know, various organizations that the university is a part of or our employees are a part of have been engaged in sponsoring debates or town halls for candidates. For example, KSMU is one of those sponsors.
Right.
Missouri State University Office of Public Affairs is one of those sponsors. But then we have people engaged in Be Civil, Be Heard and the Junior League and League of Women Voters and NAACP. And so lots of organizations coming together to hold those kinds of town halls. I know my wife was engaged in the Fogle-Helms race. That's the race that we vote on for state rep. And that was viewed by 1,400 people, and I think is still posted if people want to go look at that. And of course, Crystal Quaid is our current rep for the university. And so her town hall with her opponent, Sarah Semple, was a part of this. And so really good opportunities for people to learn about the candidates. Those are both good races. Those are both races where you have very different views of what those people believe. And so would encourage everyone to, you know, if you don't know what your state rep is for or against, these are great opportunities to check that out.
Right. And Missouri State University, as a public institution of higher education, does not take part in campaigning for any candidates or issues, correct?
Correct. And so, you know, I would never endorse anybody running for any office. But I would tell you, Jennifer, that I think this presidential race in particular is the most important race of my lifetime. And I was born in 1960 when Kennedy and Nixon were running. So there have been a lot of races. And you think about, you know, the issues that impact higher ed connected to to this race. Title IX policy and enforcement, immigration and visa rules, diversity training limitations, Pell Grants, student loan forgiveness, pandemic management. We all have a stake in this. And so whatever issue is important to you and whatever candidate supports those issues, if you're not voting this time, I'm guessing you're never going to vote. So wherever you stand, vote, come to the queue, convenient place, safe place for you to vote come November.
Cliff Smart, Missouri State University president, thank you very much.